Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Welcome to the majors. Gabriel Moreno will discuss next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Thursday, June 9th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Chris Towers. And Gabriel Moreno apparently will join the Blue Jays this weekend in Detroit. A top 5 to 10 prospect in all of baseball, has an awesome hit tool, could have some power as well. He's 25% rostered. Chris, how are you handling Gabriel Moreno? Is he a must add, and do you think he'll play enough?
Yeah, the line I've always had about catcher on this show is if you've got a pulse and you're catcher eligible, you're probably top 20 at the position. That's how bad it is. And Gabriel Moreno potentially could be one of the best catcher hitters in the league. You know, he's got a .324 batting average this season. He hit .370 in a limited sample size last season. Scouts rave about his hit tool. I'm not sure the power is going to be there, but you know, he could be maybe like the very good versions of Christian Vasquez that we've seen. A decent source of batting average, good lineup, and he might even run a little bit. So yeah, Gabriel Moreno must add in all two catcher leagues, and if you've been struggling to find someone in a one catcher league, I think he's worth adding, you know, potentially over. I'm not saying I would drop someone like Sean Murphy, but I wouldn't mind just taking the chance and getting Moreno on my roster just to see if he can figure it out. So yeah, I'm very excited.
I am here to tell you that I will drop Sean Murphy for Gabriel Moreno. I'll take a shot there.
That's reasonable.
Let's take a look at Bryson Stott. There's been no shortage of interesting middle infielders recently. Bryson Stott, obviously the prospect with the Phillies, goes 4-for-4, hit his third home run of the season. In fact, all three have come over his last 5 games. He's 21% rostered. Chris, where does Bryson Stott rank among Ezequiel Duran and Luis Garcia, a couple other middle infielders we've talked about recently?
He's well behind both of those guys, for me at least. Just I don't know if he has quite the same upside, but he is a prospect of some renown who got off to a very, very bad start this season. But that doesn't mean, you know, he's doomed to fail forever. In fact, at this point, getting off to a bad start is more the rule than the exception for top prospects. So don't write him off because of that. I'm not sure he has a single carrying tool in the way that I think Duran can with his speed or Garcia with his, you know, developing power and hit tool. But Stott is a top 30 second baseman or shortstop for me. He's worth rostering in all 15 team leagues. And, you know, even 12 team categories or roto leagues with deeper rosters is worth a look.
Beat the waiver wire, 2 start pitcher edition, and let's start with 3 names in shallow leagues. All 3 of these pitchers looked great on Wednesday. Alex Wood next week has the Royals and the Pirates. Josiah Gray has the Braves and the Phillies. Oof, tough matchups. Merrill Kelly has the Reds and the Minnesota Twins. Chris, how would you rank those 3? Wood, Josiah Gray, and Merrill Kelly.
I would probably go, and this is both for long-term and for next week, I would probably go Kelly, Gray, Wood. I wouldn't mind if you flopped Gray and Wood for next week in particular, because Wood's matchups versus Kansas City at Pittsburgh are very, very good. Kelly's matchups are pretty good with Cincinnati and Minnesota. That being said, I think Gray probably has the most upside out of all of them. So if you're not looking for immediate help, Gray is someone who used his fastball a lot less in this start, 33%, and that's a very good thing because his fastball's been very bad, you know, both this season and last season. He gave up a ton of home runs with it. Last season, he's given up 11 so far. His slider and curveball are pretty good. He's, you know, in that Tristan McKenzie mold, and I think even like Shane Bieber is a very good version of this type of pitcher who throws a fastball that's not very good and has to rely on the secondaries a lot more. So it's hard to survive like that. It's hard to thrive like that, especially. But Gray has enough potential that he's worth stashing. Yeah.
All right, a few names in deeper leagues who also look like they're lining up for two starts. Johnny Cueto, Alex Fiedo, and Mitch Keller, Chris. Just when you think you're out, he tries to pull you back in.
Anything? Yeah, I've been a Mitch Keller guy in the past, including this offseason. No, thank you. He's got San Francisco and St. Louis next week. I have no faith that he's going to be good against them. Even in a 15-team league, I think I would avoid starting him. So, yeah, I don't have any interest. If I had to add one of these guys, it would be Fiedo, who got very good results with the slider in this one, threw it a bunch, got 9 swings and misses with it. That's been his best pitch by far. It's kind of been his only pitch is the problem. So I don't have super high expectations for him, but he is someone I would add in a 15-team league and potentially start next week.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, April 26th on Paramount+.
Yes!